uppermost anywhere because you'd be tamed.
Okay. And what do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of stones or rocks?
Brick wall.
No, I'm not talking about brick, but like you might pull the rocks or stones or whatever out of a field and or somewhere, and you'd make it's sort of like a fence, or you call it a wall or whatever. What would you call that? Not out of brick.
Would you say a stone wall?
Okay, that's fine. And what do you call it's a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and has a handle on it for carrying water or milk or something like that?
A wooden tub, or either you could say a barrel.
Okay, well, if it was set, instead of being big and round like this.
Wooden pail.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it was made out of metal?
Bucket.
Okay. And let's see if I see one around. Well, what do you call the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things?
Iron fry pan.
Okay. And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
And would you call it the same thing that you turn on a barrel that has water in it for it to come out? Would you call it a faucet then, too?
Spigot, I reckon.
Okay. And what about if it was out in the yard, you know, a thing out in the yard that water would come out of, or by the side of the house?
You say outdoor spigot.
Okay.
Wouldn't
That's fine. Uh-huh. And when you go to the store and buy a few cans of food or something, what would they put them in for you to carry them home usually?
Sack.
Okay. And what do you call a real large sack that's made of this loosely woven, real rough cloth, like a
croaker bag.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. And what do you call it's a small musical instrument that's about so long, has a lot of holes in it, you play like
a
this?
Heart.
Okay. And what do you call something that's another musical instrument that's shaped sort of like this, and up to your mouth, and you pick it like this?
A juke harp.
Okay. And what would you call a piece of playground equipment it's made with a long board balanced in the middle and one child sit on one end?
Jump board.
Okay, well, one child sits on one end and one on the other, and they go up.
Seesaw.
And, okay. Would you call that a jump board, too?
Mm-hmm. You could if it was low enough.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what do you call the thing that is sort of like a homemade merry-go-round where you'd have something that's fastened in the middle and it goes?
Flying Jenny.
Okay. Did you ever play on those much when you were a child?
Yeah. We sure did. We made them out of old oaks. We found an old oak tree that had grown so big, we cut it off. And then we'd hew that out, and then we'd get us another log and put across that, and cut a hole in that and put it on there, and spin around.
Yeah.
Clear out the land around the tree. Have more for it.
Yeah. Okay. And, what do you call it's a flat piece of stone you use to sharpen knives or something like that? What do you call
Emmerock.
Emmerock, or what would you start to say before that?
A grinding rock, or emmerock, or...
Would a grinding rock be something that turned around and around? Okay. Hopefully it's something, it might be like so...
Flint rock.
Okay.
A flint rock.
Okay. And, could you help me draw some different kind of fences that you had, like, around farms and stuff that you remember? Different kinds of fences.